Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Satterton's podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today.
Creativity, and also that we would be disciplined to pursue where you lead us. So just take a second and make that real between you and the Lord, whether you have to just take a step forward and say, "Here I am, God, send me into my future." I'm just seeing a picture of all these voices in the earth that are just bringing confusion. You can't even hear what they're saying. It's just so much confusion. And I see that as you lift your voice, it cuts through that. It becomes above it. And that people turn to hear what the Lord has given you to say. So Father, we pray that you would give us wisdom and vision and boldness to partner with you, to see your kingdom released on the earth, even now, even here, God. Lord, we pray for every person in this room, that every part of their body would be healed and whole in the name of Jesus, that wherever they have lack, Lord, you'll unlock creativity, you'll speak to others to sow, you'll begin to change their circumstances so that they can have more than enough to be a blessing to others. And Father, we pray for peace for your people. We release your supernatural peace that cuts through all the chaos, that we would sleep soundly in any storm. And that as it awakens others and they awaken us, we'll speak our peace forward, see the circumstances on the earth change. So we say, peace be still, nation. We say, peace be still, city. We say, peace be still to our families. Watch and see what the Lord will do. So we thank you, Father. declare we're not afraid again. We're not afraid. No. No. We're not afraid. No. No. We're not afraid. No. No. We trust you, Jesus. We trust you, Jesus. Just release the prayer in your heart before the Lord. Welcome, everyone. I don't know about you, but my worship experience was greatly enriched by the sound of food frying. I may have to add that to a CD. So that said, we are going to have a meal after church. There's plenty of food. If you didn't bring anything, that's fine. Feel free to stay and fellowship with us and eat. I am going to talk a little bit today about the offering. We don't normally do that. Now, that said, if you feel manipulated in any way, don't give. God loves a cheerful giver, and each one should give what the Lord speaks to them. And tithing is not a law you have to practice. It's a principle that works. So there's no condemnation. Get with the Lord about how you should give and do what you have to do with the basket. But we're a people that often talk about the kingdom of God. And I don't think we ever, I don't think we often apply that to our giving. See, because in a kingdom, there's a king. And it doesn't matter what I think. If the king said something different, my opinion doesn't matter. And we see a lot of people in this day on the earth getting in trouble with that. They read something the king said, and they think, well, that can't apply to our culture now. And so I just want to throw that out there. If the king said it, we're Americans, we have opinions about everything. And when I'm eating a hot dog, what I want on it matters. But when the king says something else, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to read a strange portion of scripture for an offering talk. But I want you to get this concept of kingdom. So I'm in Luke 19, verse 30. And it says, Jesus is saying, go into the village opposite you. Where you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to them, because the Lord has need of it. So I want you to see this. We're going to put it in modern context. Leave the disciples in their cool clothes from back then. It's more fun. So here you go. You have a car which has never been driven. Two guys show up. They're taking your car that has never been driven. And you say, hey, that's my car. Most of you would say that. Some of you might shoot them, but let's work on that. Let's talk before we do that. They stop and they say, hey, where are you going with that? And they just say, because the Lord has need of it. And that's actually how it works in a kingdom. Now, in the other account of this in the scriptures, they make it clear that we're going to bring it back. But in this one, they don't. And then in verse 32, so they went their way, they found it just as he had said to them. And as they were loosing it, the owners of it said, why are you loosing the colt? And they said, the Lord has need of him. Then they brought it to Jesus and threw their clothes on the colt and set Jesus on him. So what I want to ask you guys to consider, particularly when it comes to giving and also every area of your life, we're actually stewards. Everything we own belongs to the Lord. I work really hard for money. I sweat a lot. It's hot outside. It's a good deal. I like it. But it's easy for me in that motion to say, this is mine. You didn't toil for this, Lord. You know, so I want you guys to start to think about your money as your steward. You're a steward of a king. Now, yes, we are sons and daughters, but if my son gave my car away, without me wanting him to give it away. You see the challenge there. You know, he has free rein to do a lot of things, but he's still a steward of what we have.
You know, do you ever see him eat the whole thing of ice cream when you weren't looking? Bad stewardship for everyone else. All right, you guys get it? So if you brought something to give, go ahead and hold it in your hand. I'm going to pray, and then we'll do the announcements. So, Father, we thank you for the opportunity to partner with you with what you're doing in this place. Lord, we pray for supernatural multiplication both to the giver and here, and that you would give us a creative strategy to use our temporary resource to bring about eternal benefit to other people. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so I covered eating. The Gap Ministry is collecting diapers, wipes, baby items for the Morningstar maternity home. We're going to be doing that a little while longer. If you want, go ahead and purchase some things when you're out and bring it in. Not to shock anybody, but I think all that stuff's going to move. So if you brought some today, you might have to search and rescue it because the food ends up where the diapers are. Anyway, we're in the middle of our 31-day declaration challenge. We're not even in the middle. We're 3/4 of the way through. If you haven't started, you have a 7-day declaration challenge. All right, grab the declaration sheets. What I did is I went through and I circled 10 of them that particularly spoke to me, and then I've been doing them through this process. So you're going to pick out 10 off the sheet that's 200, off the sheet that's 25, off the sheets that's 50, whatever you feel like reading, and you're going to declare them. And so it's a spiritual experiment. We're going to see what happens in our lives. And I decided to do this for myself, so I invited you guys on. We've had some great testimonies already. Maybe we're going to have a declaration testimony Sunday. Just things that people have seen. And just a reminder, this isn't manipulating God. It's changing the way that we think. It's not a magic spell that makes God do anything when you declare. Your thinking starts to line up with how God thinks, and you start to see Him moving in your life. So I have my 10 declarations today. I've handwritten these out, so I might get to a point where I'm unsure what I wrote. I'll need grace. But if you guys could declare these with me, are you ready? You ready? Anybody need to? All right, thanks. All right, so here we go. When I speak truth, my faith grows.
When I speak truth, my faith grows.
And I become who God made me to be.
And I become who God made me to be.
My future will be better than my present.
My future will be better than my present.
And I play a part in making it that way.
And I play a part in making it that way.
I thrive no matter what happens.
I thrive no matter what happens.
God will use me today to release His love and power to those around me.
God will use me today to release His love and power to those around me.
I rejoice when others are blessed.
I rejoice when others are blessed.
My prayers for my family are working.
My prayers for my family are working.
I am first a worshiper.
I am first a worshiper.
I am ignited by a burning vision.
I am ignited by a burning vision.
I am part of God's plan for revival.
I am part of God's plan for revival.
And I am full of gratitude.
And I am full of gratitude.
So it's not too late to jump on board with this. I hope you guys are seeing it work in your life. So, something I'm excited to announce. We have a men's camp out coming up September 23rd and 24th. We're going to have more details on this later, but we also have a sign-up sheet for the men's camp out. The sign-up sheet is back by the offering basket, not over here where the food's going to go, where it would disappear. Under the sign-up sheet is a limited liability form. The camp needs us to fill it out. Okay? We're not going to do anything too dangerous with your little children, but we do need to fill that out. It's one per family. I filled mine out and wrote my boys' names in next to mine, and I think that's going to be fine. So men's camp out September 23rd and 24th. We're going to be at Camp Teapot in Pottstown. Who was Teapot? I'm going to tell you guys this because it's awesome. That was his nickname. He was an older guy who wanted to create a space for younger guys and their fathers and other Christian men to bond and grow and learn about the Lord. So he carved out a campground. He put together all this stuff. He even bought like Pinewood Derby trophies for the next 10 years. And then he went to heaven to be with Jesus. So I'm super just blessed by, I've never met this man, but I've been blessed by what he's done with my sons. So Camp Teapot in Pottstown, it's cooler than it sounds. Anyway, we weren't around to help with that nickname, but we'll get him a better one at some point. So men of all ages are welcome. We're fathers and sons. If your sons can't make it, if your father can't make it, just come if you're a man. Men and many men are getting out into the woods to spend some time together. Also, Jake Cale, September 16th. It's a Friday night at 7 p.m. For those of you that want more information on Jake, you can actually watch him on Sid Roth. I was actually like, oh, he was on Sid Roth, which is great. Or you can check out jakecale.com and learn more about him. Jake is an author of multiple books and speaks at churches and conferences and retreats and other events. He preaches and teaches the word with authority, compassion, and a demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power. His ministry is often marked by encounters with God, healing, and deliverance from demonic oppression. So you don't want to miss this. You want to be here. I know it's not a Sunday morning. It's a Friday night. I know some of you guys have other Friday night activities, but you're going to want to not miss that. All right. So thanks, everybody, for coming. You're ready?
Hi. How are you guys? I'm excited. In fact, I was so excited, I was having a hard time containing my emotion today. Is this on? Is it working? Do I need to be worried? Okay. They gave me this thing because I'm thinking that I might walk. So if I start walking, they don't want to lose the mic sound here. So, okay. So my name is Kedron Patron. Some of you may know me. Some of you may not yet. And I'm a mom. In fact, I'm going to call out my gorgeous daughter that is sitting in the back right now. Raise your hand awkwardly so I can embarrass you. That's my beautiful daughter, Elena, and her husband, Cody, next to her. My sister-in-law's here. My mama. Raise your hand, mom. She's like, ugh. So if I do something wrong today, see her afterwards. She takes complaints. So, So I just want to tell you a little bit about me real quick. I'm a life coach. I'm also a certified integrative nutrition health coach, which is just fancy language for I tell people that what they can eat and help them with that. But I really love helping, especially women, journey on to transformation. That is where my heart is, and I absolutely love doing that. I love smashing lies that people have been believing all of their lives, and creating their ability to see the truth of who they actually are. So the word that I got today, actually a week ago for today, is the word activation. And I absolutely love that Matt painted this amazing picture during the worship time of a door to walk through, because that is kind of precisely what I'm going to be talking. We did not plan that. So thank you, Holy Spirit. So I'm just going to pray real quick, okay? Father, I just thank you so much for this time that I get to be so privileged and honored to speak to these friends and family today. And Lord, I just ask specifically that you use me. Just use me, use me, use me. Let your words come through me. Let me be a light to these people. Let them be activated in you, Lord. And I just thank you so much for this opportunity in your name. Amen. My husband's Italian, and sometimes I adopt his Italianness. So if I get animated or loud, I'm not yelling, I swear. I'm just temporarily Italian. Okay? So just want to put that out there as like a little disclaimer, you know, just in case I get loud. So what I want to do today, too, is I want to ask you guys permission to speak to your heart. And if you give me permission, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because I think it's important to get permission first before someone starts speaking to your heart, so that you'll be open to receive. Before I share what I'm going to share with you today, I want to talk about a verse. I want to share a couple of verses with you. It's 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. And I personally love the Passion Translation, so that's what I'm going to be reading from. Everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by his divine power. For all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing him, who has called us by name and invited us to come to him through a glorious manifestation of his goodness. As a result of this, he has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, we can experience partnership with the divine nature, which by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. Now, before I get into this little passage, I'm going to tell you guys a story, kind of funny.
All right, I was probably around 28, 29, by myself in my house. I had lost a loved one, so my daughter was with me, but she wasn't there at the time. I wanted to move a piece of furniture, okay? Y'all, there is nothing more crazy than a woman who wants to move a piece of furniture right then. So, let me just explain how crazy this became, okay? So there was back then, you know, they used to make entertainment centers that were like wood, you know, real wood, heavy, right? This entertainment center was probably about the width of the doorway, you know, it was pretty deep. It was deep, because they made TVs back then. They were still making TVs with the big back, you know, not the flat screens. And so I had this entertainment center. I'm like, I want this sucker downstairs, right? I want it downstairs.
Oh, gosh.
You know where I'm going. Somebody said, oh, gosh. So they don't want to go with this, right? Okay, so this is what happened. So I'm thinking about this. I'm measuring. I'm looking at the doorway. And down in that basement of the house that I was living in at the time, it was like drywall until right at the end. Right, on either side. So it's a pretty skinny, you know, space, right? And there's a railing. So I'm thinking, like, I could put a comment, you know, like estimating, sort of picking it up a little bit. I could probably do this, right? I'm thinking, I can do it, I got it. So I start on this journey, carrying this entertainment center by myself. Even though my friends had promised to come over that weekend to help me, that was not good enough. I need to move right now. And I truly believed that I was strong enough to actually take this whole thing down a flight of stairs. Okay, down a flight of stairs, not up, down. So, get brave enough, psych myself up, totally strong, I can do this, I'm still in my 20s, I'm young enough, I got it, right? Pick this thing up, get it up there, and it's on my legs, right? I'm using my legs for leverage. I've got it, like, balanced on my legs, like this. And I start, go down the first step. And then suddenly I kind of look around. I can see just enough to see the steps. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a long way down there. Okay, I can do it. I got it. I got first step done. I'm good, right? So I go down the next step. Not good. I start realizing really quickly this is not a good situation at all. It's like hysterical and also scary at the same time because who does that? Who takes a giant piece of wooden furniture down the stairs by themselves? Me. Apparently. So it got worse because as I'm there, I'm thinking, well, I can't let go because if I let go, it's going to destroy the wall. It's gonna destroy the steps. The whole thing's going to be destroyed. I can't go down with it, so I have to let go. So I devised a plan. I'm standing there for quite some time. It felt like a year, but it wasn't. It was probably like 10 seconds. So I decide, well, maybe if I sit, I could do the whole butt shimmy down the steps, right? So this is what I do. I shimmy my butt, step by, with this thing on my legs. I'm holding it like this. And with each slide of my butt down the steps, the thing hits my legs. Hits my, because it's heavy, right? So
I go through this whole thing. It took forever. I mean, I was like crying at the end. The next day I had my whole thighs were just bruised and everything. And it was just really not a good situation. But I want to tell you some very hard lessons that I learned about that situation. I was impatient, and I did not believe, I didn't have the faith in the promise that the help was already scheduled to come. I tried to do it in my own strength and my own timing, and I got hurt. I chose to believe the lie that I was burdening the person coming to help me. And if I dig really, really deep, I actually didn't think I was worthy of getting that help. And I decided to go it alone. Now, I could sit here and I could reflect and I could say, oh, that was a ridiculous situation. And of course it was. But I could sit there and beat myself up about it. But here's the thing. I learned some really valuable lessons about that. Number one, I don't have to go it alone. We weren't made to go it alone, right? God is my partner every day, all day, through everything. He desires and delights to co-labor with us. I don't have to do a single thing in my own strength. His timing is far better than mine. His plans are greater than mine. So let's go back. I'm going to reread 2 Peter 1, 3, and 4. Everything we could ever need for life and godliness has already been deposited in us by His divine power. For all of this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him who has called us by name and invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness. As a result of this, He has given you magnificent promises that are beyond all price, so that through the power of these tremendous promises, we can experience partnership with the divine nature by which you have escaped the corrupt desires that are of the world. Our very acceptance of Christ activates the divine power that is already in us. We don't have to do anything extra special. He's not some God that's way up here, that's unreachable, which is what I thought He was for the longest time. I imagined God as this angry dad, shaking his fist, pointing his finger. You messed up today, Kedron. You screwed up again. You're failing. That's how I looked at myself. We don't have to strive to be worthy because we already are, right? He wouldn't have taken the time to think of us, to experience us before He even created us. His very breath gave us life. How amazing is that? How often are we taking that for granted? How often do we forget the goodness that He's already placed in us? Because the reality is that if we weren't already worthy, why would He have made us in His image? He made us in His image because we are worthy, right? So we don't have to reach for this God that's already right here in us. It says so in what I just read. It's already, His divine power is already in us. Our very acceptance of Christ activates the divine power that is already in us. So, sometimes, like my little entertainment center experiment, the process can be really messy, right? It can be really hard. Ugly crying, you know, and feeling like we're less than. And I mean, I could tell you, I'm sure there'll be more time, another time, that I could give more testimonies about some of the stuff that I've been through. But sometimes life is super messy, super hard, super ugly. And we have to give ourselves permission to go through the process. It's okay to go through the process. It's okay to do the ugly crying, to go through the hard stuff, because that's how we learn, right? That's how we grow. But we also have to give ourselves permission to let go of the stuff that doesn't belong to us. I was carrying that huge entertainment center. It was not mine to carry, was it? And I got hurt because I tried to do it in my own strength. I tried to carry it all by myself. Try to be the tough girl, you know? And we're so hard on ourselves, right? We are. We're so hard on ourselves. We might even think, well, I messed up so bad. How will God ever use me? Because, guys, I messed up a lot. I made a lot of mistakes in my life. But I'm going to tell you, I'm standing here because I learned something from those mistakes. am a living, breathing example of what God can do. So don't you ever think that you have messed up so bad that you can't go to Him. Don't you ever think that what you're carrying is too heavy for Him. It's not. It's never too heavy. It's never too hard for Him. So, my friends, do we have a good, kind, loving Father?
Amen.
Or don't we? Because oftentimes we operate like we don't. So is He powerful or isn't He? Can He turn what was meant to destroy us into the best comeback story of all time, or can't He? Can He turn shame, guilt, condemnation into righteousness, peace, and joy, or can't He? Because I believe He can. He took my life and transformed it. He can turn our messy, ugly, hard process into something so amazing that it's beyond what you could even think or imagine. Our God is a God of redemption. He's also a God of regeneration and activation. And your mere acceptance of who He is what brings the activation. But here's the trick. We have to release something in order to walk in that activation. Like Matt was saying with the door. A new place. Walking through that door requires us to not carry the stuff we've been hanging on to. Right? So if we hang on to that stuff, it can't come with us. It doesn't belong with us. The process is meant to mold us, to shape us, to build us, to grow us, to refine us. Just like the sharpening of a pencil. To help us grow. To help us understand who we are in Him so that we can walk in that abundance, in that activation. So I feel that it's really important today to talk to you guys about releasing. Because releasing is, I believe, how we get there. Now, God can still do all His amazing things with us, regardless of whether we release it or not. But when you release, you get to receive the abundance and the joy that He has waiting for you. And that was something that I was lacking in, was joy. I had no joy. And over the last couple years, I got it back. Here's the funny thing. I was searching for it everywhere. And I couldn't find it. Couldn't find it anywhere. But here's the thing God told me. He already put it in there. I didn't have to go looking for it. I didn't have to go reaching for it. It was already in there. He already implanted it in me. Just like that verse says, He's already given me everything I need. I don't have to go looking. I don't have to go reaching. I don't have to go striving. It's already in there. It's just the same way, you know. I tried to carry that thing down the steps, and it crushed me. Literally. Crushed me. So I want to ask you something. What is the thing that is crushing you? What is the thing that you're holding that you have to let go of? Is it anger? Is it unforgiveness? Is it trying to do stuff all by yourself? All those things were me, just so you know. So whatever it is, just release it because it's not yours. It's really time for us to start believing in the promises that God has for you, my friend. It's time for you to be filled with His joy, His promises, His magnificent love. And I want you to allow God to activate you for His purpose. So, Matt, I'm going to trouble you for, if you would mind coming up here and singing one little song, whatever you feel led to. Just very softly. I'm sorry, you're like, darn, I was relaxing and drinking my coffee. I can't help it. Because I want to pray over you guys. I might walk around the room. But I just want everybody to close their eyes for a minute.
Because I feel there's an activation that needs to happen. Because I want to go back to the picture that Matt painted about the door. I want you to visualize that you're holding something heavy. Maybe it's even swung over your shoulder like a backpack. Visualize that heavy thing. Give it a name. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's resentment. Maybe it's unbelief. Maybe it's, I'm not good enough. Maybe it's guilt or shame or condemnation that doesn't belong to you. Maybe somebody else put it there. Maybe it's an idea that you adopted as you're going about your life. And I want you to picture it, whatever that looks like. And there's a door in front of you, and God wants you to walk through it.
Thank you.
thank you for their open hearts to receive the words that you yourself gave me to say today. Thank you, Lord, in your precious
name. So now you don't have to be hangry anymore. Thank you all for listening today.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Satterton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking away. I'm taking away.